This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Make sure we have everything going right here. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is, let's make sure that's turned up right, is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Boyd's, what they've done is nothing short of, I mean, they went out and created the R&D to figure out what's going to work best for everybody that might want a new gun stock. Then they started building the gun stocks, and when they would see a new need, then they'd have to completely come up with a whole new shape. And they have done that, and they've been doing it for decades. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, Robert Mueller, a lot of people have turned against him, and a lot of American people have turned against him, and that's the least of his problems. Friday afternoon, February 16, 2018, Mueller indicted 13 Russians for such heinous crimes as creating fake identities on Facebook and Twitter and organizing rallies both for and against Trump, as well as spending more than $100,000 on political ads, all this for the purpose of interfering with the United States presidential election. Keep in mind that not a single indicted person will ever see the inside of an American courtroom, since there is no extradition treaty between our country and Russia. After almost a year of investigating, that's all they had. Fake Twitter and Facebook accounts, some minor rallies, and a paltry sum spent on political advertising. And the left went bananas, screaming at the tops of their lungs, smoking gun, smoking gun. That was the first time in years that anyone on the left supported guns. The progressives and their adjuncts, the mainstream media, made it out to be a big deal, but you know, for those of us looking really close, it sort of looked like a desperate Hail Mary sort of thing. What has he done lately? Well, I don't know. He did ask Rod Rosenstein to give a referral to the Southern District of New York U.S. Attorney's Office for a warrant to search the office, home, and everything else pertaining to Michael Cohen. And for Mueller, this was an attempt to distance himself. What many would see this as an abrogation of attorney-client privilege. But it is something he needed to do, because if he can't turn Cohen, he's beginning to realize that he doesn't have anything. And there is the added advantage that taint team or no taint team, every single damaging thing found in those raids will either be leaked to him or leaked to the press. Now, not for nothing, he does have loads of prosecutable crimes committed by key Obama administration figures, including the big man himself, Clinton camp figures, FBI agents, active, retired, and terminated, especially James the Bitch's Back Comey. In fact, the more Mueller investigates Trump, the more he discovers crimes committed by the people who engineered his own appointment, as well as his ideological brethren. It was a shrewd, if underhanded, move by the special counsel, even if it was a Hail Mary. It looked as if he might finally be able to force someone to tell him what he wanted to hear. And then it happened. Trump granted a pardon to Scooter Libby, who was the chief of staff to Vice President Dick Cheney during the Bush administration. 2007, Libby was convicted of perjury as a result of the investigation into the leaking of CIA officer Valerie Plame's identity. Bush commuted Libby's 30-month sentence, but he didn't grant a pardon. Libby's alleged crimes happened a decade ago, and according to the Washington Post, Cheney's chief of staff, Scooter Libby, was dealt a severe injustice by prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald, who knew early on that another official, Richard Armitage, had leaked Valerie Plame's name. Fitzgerald asserted that Libby had lied to prosecutors rather than mistakenly recalled a phone call with now-deceased reporter Tim Russert. The case should never have gone forward, or if it had, a memory expert should have been permitted to testify, and President George W. Bush should have granted Libby a full pardon before leaving office. Now, why is this significant? As the venerable Andrew C. McCarthy pointed out, the warrant to search Cohen's office and homes would probably not have been approved had his only crime been a violation of campaign contribution laws. And that would be the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about the one-night stand she had with the president more than a decade ago, which almost always involves only a return of the donations and a fine with no jail time. There must have been evidence of other more significant crimes, but as of today, we don't know what those crimes might be. But it wouldn't be out of hand to assume they involve potentially substantial prison sentences. Mueller is smart because there aren't that many men Cohen's age with his money who would be willing to do time to prevent Donald Trump's impeachment. Most would probably say anything to avoid a fine, a 5, 10, or even 20-year prison sentence, even something untrue. Trump's pardon of Libby was brilliant. It sent Cohen a message that he wasn't going to go to jail. The president was willing to pardon someone who worked for Dick Cheney, probably the man most hated by those on the left and the media, at least until Trump came along, he would pardon Cohen as well. And the Libby pardon took all the air out of Mueller's attempt to turn Cohen. It would have been fun to have had a, you know, a GoPro in the room when Mueller got the news. Time to hit the Johnny Walker Black Heavy or hit, you know, beat his dog or something, I don't know. If anything, it shows Mueller that Donald Trump is a different kind of Republican. Mitt Romney, take him for example. He's okay. I've had lunch with him. He might have made a decent president. He would have been better than Barack Obama. But then again, that bar was set really low. Yet, does anyone believe Romney would play dirty like Mueller plays? Or would he fold his hand and accept impeachment rather than fight? Then something else happened. Rudy Giuliani has joined Team Trump. Trump and Giuliani together are an entirely different animal. They won't give up. They're going to fight to the death. Throw in Inspector General Horowitz's investigation. The report will drop in May. And U.S. Attorney John Huber's criminal investigation of the FBI with grand jury power, as well as a public tiring of his witch hunt. And Mueller must realize he's not on the winning side unless he has evidence of something criminal on Trump. And after almost a year, that doesn't seem very likely. He can't possibly win. In fact, he must be wondering whether many of his witnesses are about to be charged with crimes with themselves. I hope, you know, I've read reports that say Mueller is a very savvy player, and I hope that's true. And I hope he realizes that as a savvy player, he's probably had enough, and maybe he understands it's time to cut his losses and salvage whatever is left of his reputation. Whatever comes of this, though, I don't think we should let go of the things that have been uncovered accidentally. I don't think we should let go of what's going on in the FBI. There's a lot of things I don't think we should let go of. Once this is all wrapped up, I think we need to take these other things that were discovered quite by accident and go ahead and run with those. I think that's what we need to do. As for Romney, Romney could not even clear the Utah Senate primary. He's trying to win Orrin Hatch's job, and he got beat, and now he's going to be in a runoff. So whatever Romney may be, he is certainly not a winner. He's not a winning national politician. So much from me musing out loud about Mr. Mitt. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
When I start the experiment with the Boyd's Gun Stocks, I'm probably going to flip a coin. First, I'm going to film them so you can see them and their respective setups. Then we're going to take them out and shoot it, the gun sight scout rifle, with both of the, you know, going to switch stocks on them in the interim. And then we'll make a determination as to which one feels better. Of course, if I can't figure out which one feels better, I'm going to be having an issue. A big issue. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The hashtag never trumps, who otherwise were known by the overused neocon, are confronting what is now their worst nightmare. That their much reviled Donald Trump is really making America great again. Erwin Stelzer had a pretty good piece in Weekly Standard describing the reality with a toasty opener. Never say never. That's what some of the Never Trumpers are saying. And even more are thinking, both in private. They are afflicted with a nagging suspicion that Trump might, how shall they whisper this, make America great again. The tax bill has given the economy a bit of a tailwind. Most Americans have more money in their pockets, and corporations have greater incentives to step up spending and bring some funds home. The NAFTA trade agreement with Mexico and Canada likely will be revised to America's advantage. The president's decision to punish Assad for crossing that red line that Obama refused to enforce is popular, and his decision to defer to his military advisors and keep the response targeted so as not to induce a response from Russia has met with broad approval. Threats against North Korea, my nukes are bigger than your nukes, appalled the fastidious members of the establishment diplomatic community, but it led Kim Jong-un to say he will shut down a nuclear test site, suspend all missile tests, and negotiate a peace treaty with South Korea. Then there's China. Trump has done what previous administrations failed to do, forced China to make some concessions, opening at least a crack in the wall it has erected against imports. Majority-owned American financial firms will gain entry into several sectors, and tariffs on made-in-America automobiles will come down, while the United States tightens restrictions on intellectual property theft by the Chinese regime, in part by limiting China's ability to buy tech-heavy U.S. firms. Even dyed-in-the-cotton apparel free traders are now conceding that the president's negotiating tactic, threatened to bring down the international system unless it gets fixed, is working. And it should have been tried administrations ago. So, it's a classic case of thunder, stolen thunder, given that the neocons in general have always had this fascination with American power, and some of them, such as Paul Wolfowitz, have been overly willing to use it as if we held it in unlimited supply. Neocons are often ex-leftists who never were big in, you know, on the laws of economics, so they thought the lefties were all in favor of American weakness, and by contrast, that left them as the sole standard bearers for American power and its projection. So, actually, the lefties, with their love of big government, have never been all that unwilling to use American power to achieve their end. Obama went hog wild with the drone strikes for assorted capricious and non-capricious reasons. Bill Clinton did the camel butt strike to wag the dog. LBJ had the bombing of Hanoi, and they all have used and abused power significantly, especially Obama and his big politicized government at home, too. There never was the dilemma between being in favor of power and not being in favor of power that the neocons imagined. No, the issue has actually been whether we would be left-wing and politicize everything, or instead, respect choice, borders, rule of law, and individuals, including voters, consumers, and the deplorables. And here we find where the real fault line lies. And it was Trump who seized upon it, rendering the neocon school of thinking sort of irrelevant, which Why be? This may be why so many of them disdain or have disdain for Donald Trump. Now, it's not that I am a big fan of heaping hate on the neocons and the hashtag Never Trumps for simply reading the situation wrong or for their status anxiety. Like, say, Glenn Reynolds have observed, Never Trumps like to get invited to their Washington cocktail parties, and being a hate Trumper is the best way to seem respectable. So as some of pro-Trump people of the popular stripe have advocated, you know, their views are in the same family as ours, and unlike leftists, they do show a capacity to read and recognize reality. I'll say welcome back if you actually are coming into the fold. If you're not, if you're just sitting around waiting, if you're not going to get in here and give us 100% support and loyalty, yeah, I'll say it, then we don't need you. It's a very simple thing, really. It's a very, 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 very simple thing. So, the problem with the Never Trumpers is that the Never Trumpers think of politics as a game. They think of it as a three-dimensional game of, well, maybe not even that, maybe just a game of chess. And they think they've written the rules for it, and they think that the other side observes the rules, and they think they, and if they observe the rules, then maybe everybody will like them. The problem is that never works out that way. The Never Trumpers, who dislike him only because he doesn't play the game, you're missing the point. You should be all for effective legislation, effective leadership. You should not be for this mealy mouth, we're not going to move the ball one way or the other. If Trump's making mistakes, that means he's trying something. And he has made mistakes, and that's okay if he makes mistakes, because that means he's trying something. The rest of it is it's just a matter of time. But we'll see what the Never Trumpers have in mind. So. See what they have in mind as they try to come back into the fold. Everybody likes to be on the side of a winner, right? Never Trumpers? Yeah. And then. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. You know, I decided to go with this scout rifle because it's an acquired taste. A lot of people think that, you know, I've seen comments, 308's not a good bush rifle caliber. Okay, what is? Why is 308 not a good bush rifle caliber? Which bush, you know, if something happens around here and I have to run into the bush, I'm running into the bush of the upstate of South Carolina. I'm not going to be running into Africa. I'm not going to be running into anywhere in South America, you know. I'm going to be running around here. And probably the most dangerous thing I got to face is a human. So, for me, scout rifle was something I have always wanted to try. I was a big fan of Colonel Jeff Cooper. But at the same time, reimagining it with a Boyd's gunstock seemed like a really intriguing thing for me. So, that's what we're about to do. I know I keep saying we're about to do it because we haven't done it yet. And I'm waiting on one piece. And I think it's coming any day now, but I don't know. So in the meantime, while I'm waiting on that one piece, we'll just keep on building this up. And you should go and check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Everybody out there needs to face it. Hillary Clinton is never going to be the Playmate of the Year. We know this because apparently only a former Playmate of the Year can finally be the one to take down Donald Trump, so they say, and the smartest woman ever. She was demonstrably unable to make that happen. So this latest deus ex machable solution to the problem of America electing a guy that the elite disapproves of, convincing America to somehow turn on its president because a decade ago he engaged in real life what hordes of creepy shut-ins engaged in their own minds, is simply hilarious. Trump hooked up with a Playboy playmate. Wow. That's the last straw. He's done it now, according to the noted Democratic political strategist Chet the Unicorn. Whatever. The only danger that Hottiegate poses to the Donald is carpal tunnel syndrome for the thousands of high fives. So whatever the lucky playmate, Playboy playmate's name is, joins Stormy Daniels, Pocahontas, not being nice enough to John McCain, telling the truth about the illegal aliens, and a thousand other forgotten We Have You Now news cycle topics on the endless list of worst things ever. All of which were supposed to finally purge the scourge that is Donald Trump. The leftists and your little Frito Con lackeys need to get this through your heads. You're not purging this particular guy. He's purging you. Take a look at James Comey, who's gone from Tower of Integrity to looming doofus. The winding trail from the bottom of that famous escalator is right to right here and now is littered with the twitching bodies of those who thought they could take on the Donald and win. I enjoy watching you hacks go nuts about this stuff, though. It's great sport. And, you know, fair warning, when Trump denuclearizes North Korea and gets a peace treaty signed, everybody put on ponchos because the haters' heads are going to explode. Or in the words of the late, great Marine R. Lee Ermey, it's going to look like a modern art masterpiece. Or, you know, if you want to be more plain about it, it's going to look like a scene from Scanners 2018. Speaking of messes, there's the Democratic National Committee lawsuit against the Trump campaign, the Russians, and the reverse vampires accusing them all of conspiracy to win an election while not being a Democrat. These geniuses forgot that discovery goes both ways, but Trump didn't. So he tweeted, "This could be good news and that we will now counter for the DNC server that they refused to give to the FBI, the Debbie Wasserman Schultz servers, and the documents held by the Pakistani mystery man, and the Clinton emails. This will all be quietly withdrawn in a couple of weeks when the defendants forego a motion to dismiss and serve up a bunch of document demands and deposition notices to everyone in the Democrat Party from Hillary Clinton down to the two guys assigned to fan her with palm fronds and make sure her Chardonnay glass never ran dry." But wait, maybe Michael Cohen will roll over on Donald Trump. Okay. Let's put aside the fact that there's nothing on Trump. After 2 years of trying to find something, sad, basset hound-looking liberal cat's paw, Robert Mueller, hasn't leaked anything showing collusion, indicating there isn't anything showing collusion. But let's assume Michael Cohen holds the key to supervillain Donald Trump's volcano lair. Why would he spill to Mueller's pack of Democrat donors? Trump's so evil, Trump will totally pardon him. Michael Cohen would have that in his pocket, so the only thing the deep state doesn't would get out of him was a lingering glimpse of his middle finger. Same can be said with Michael Flynn, who Trump should pardon if his coerced guilty plea is not tossed out. And he should pardon the whole Flynn family to protect them from being framed, too. At the end of the day, Trump has the power to pardon all the people that Mueller targets, and you know he totally will. Worried about him being impeached? Nah. Nah. Though his enemies would risk breaking the country apart, even actual conflict internally, for the short-term advantage of overthrowing the rightfully elected president, there are not enough GOP Senate sissies like Jeff Flake who would ever be willing to vote to convict. And he'll be gone shortly. So it's got to frustrate the left and their never-Trump buddies to know that they're never deposing our elected chief executive. Never, ever, 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 ever. Nor are they ever putting any of these innocent people in jail. That means deep staters can't effectively intimidate them into giving false testimony. Sadly, something the feds have shown themselves willing to do again and again and again to convict people they dislike. So the whole campaign to undo the 2016 election is a scam and a fraud, and we all know it, and they know that we know it, and we know that they know that we know that they know that we know it. The decorum cons who refuse, you know, all those principal decorum cons who refuse to see the truth of their putrid corruption within their beloved beltway. Trump and most of us feel no obligation to go along with the charade that this isn't a corrupt, slow-walking coup pushed by disgruntled establishment. Our system is not endangered by us calling out the lies or by the president using his power to prevent and or correct manifest injustices. The danger is the corruption. George W. should have been man enough to pardon Scooter Libby, but he was not. He was unable to summon the courage to confront the establishment and reject the system. But Trump wasn't afraid, and he felt no need to pretend that the Department of Justice, under zombie Jeff Sessions, is in the justice business. And his Libby pardon was a powerful message to potential victims of leftist prosecutors that they will not be abandoned. Look at that, at the contrast that with the situation faced by Andrew McCabe, who now lives under a bus where his former pal Shady James Comey threw him. He's going to get prosecuted, and there's no pardon for him at the end of that rainbow. So, see, the thing is, he knows he's hanging out there alone. He knows that no one will help him. He knows he's actually guilty of something, and that makes for a very chatty Andy. He was an ex-cop and a pretty one at that, so prison's not going to be much fun. If anybody's going to spill the beans, and McCabe knows where all the beans are planted, that's where the smart money's betting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Radio Studios. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is where, the gun is refurbished very simply. Nowadays, the gun stock is where they're, sort of skimping on spending money when they build a gun. In some cases, with Boyd's, you're definitely not breaking the bank, and you're turning it into an heirloom piece almost in some cases. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Rob made reference to this. The CDC is not banned or prohibited from investigating gun violence. They are banned and prohibited from trying to advance and calling for gun control. There is a big difference. We've heard this for a long time. And we've heard that we have this alleged public health crisis that we have in America due to our malignant relationship with guns and the right to keep and bear them. And that's the problem with this anti-NRA talking point. It is complete and utterly false. It is due to something called the Dickey Amendment, which is one of probably hundreds of special interest baubles that were hung from the 1996 omnibus spending bill Christmas tree. The Congress now uses to fund the government operations, prevents the CDC from using its money to advocate for gun control. Research into the whos and the whats and the whens and the wheres and the whys of firearms and their use in the commission and or prevention of crime is perfectly legal. No matter what our civilian disarmament advocating friends and their accomplices in the media would have you believe. So why did Representative Jay Dickey and his gun rights supporting colleagues in Congress worry that a federal agency might use taxpayer money to advocate against a right guaranteed in the Constitution? Maybe it has something to do with behavior like this. For example, in the 1990s, the CD itself did look into one of the more controversial questions in gun social science. How often do innocent Americans use guns in self-defense, and how does that compare to the harm guns can cause in the hands of violent criminals? Here comes Florida State criminologist Gary Kleck. He conducted the most thoroughly precise known survey data on the question in the 1990s. His study, which has been harshly disputed in pro-gun control quarters, indicated that there were more than 2.2 million such defensive uses of guns in America a year. Now, CLEC has unearthed some lost CDC survey data on the question. The CDC essentially confirmed CLEC's results, but CLEC didn't know about that until now, because the CDC never reported what it found. They lost it. So CLEC figures if you do the adjustment upward he thinks necessary for those who had DGU incidents without personally owning a gun in the home at the time of the survey, and then the adjustment downward he thinks necessary because CDC didn't do a detailed follow-up to confirm the nature of the incident, you get 1.24%, a close match to his 1.326% figure. He concludes that the small difference between his estimate and the CDC's can be attributed to declining rates of violent crime, which accounts for most DGU. With fewer occasions for self-defense in the form of violent victimization, you would expect fewer DGU. So, in other words, the CDC dug into the question of how often Americans defend themselves using guns. And they did a very good job, according to Mr. CLEC. The only problem with their findings is that they confirmed CLEC's results. Now, why is that a bad thing? Because based on his research, CLEC found that the number of defensive gun uses in the U.S. was somewhere between 2.1 and 2.5 million per year, a huge multiple over the number of crimes involving guns. Not the lower, though still significant number of 500,000 total that the CDC had claimed. Where did that number come from, too? That's another question I would have. For those who wonder exactly how purely scientific CDC researchers are likely to be about issues of gun violence that implicate policy, CLEC notes that CDC never reported the results of those surveys, does not report on their website any estimates of DGU frequency, and does not even acknowledge that they ever asked about the topic in any of their surveys. Next question is, why would they want to bury these results that they have found where we are actually quite good with this? It's almost as if the white coats at the CDC would rather not publicize any findings that would cast a bad light on the argument for more control and restrictions of civilian-owned firearms, isn't it? Or, coming from Reason.com, we have Brad Doherty, who concludes his piece, however interesting attempts to estimate the inherently uncountable social phenomenon of innocent DGUs. While remembering that defensive gun use generally does not mean defensive gun firing, indeed it likely only means it less than a quarter of the time, when it comes to public policy, no individual's right to armed self-defense should be up for grabs merely because a social scientist isn't convinced a satisfyingly large enough number of other Americans have defended themselves with a gun. Now, one of the important things to remember about this is that, you know, we're talking... Those numbers indicate 6,000 times a day. 6,000 times a day. So, where we're out here saying, well, there's 33,000 people that die of gun violence every year. We have more defensive gun use, according to the CDC, every week than we have gun violence deaths per year. More defensive gun use per week. So that means there's 52 times as much defensive gun use as there is gun violence. Because we're talking about 42,000 incidences per week. 42,000. And remember, defensive gun use can be as little as showing the butt of a gun saying, you better get out of here. Sometimes it involves pulling the gun. Sometimes it involves pulling the gun and pointing the gun. Sometimes it involves pulling the gun, pointing the gun, and pulling the trigger. Only about 3% of the time does that actually happen. Everything else is normally accomplished just by either showing the gun, pulling the gun, or pulling the gun and pointing the gun. So, here we have the CDC corroborating what Gary CLEC said. Remember what I said about CLEC. CLEC is a Democrat. He's also an honest person, but he's a Democrat. And he's an ACLU card-carrying Democrat. But he's an honest man. This, for him, is not political. It's indicative. It's discovery of a fact. He did his study early on in the 1990s. I keep looking back at things. I've been having a bit of whimsy and nostalgia. I've been looking at people I used to listen to, their music and everything, and looking at them today if they're still alive, back when in the 90s and the 80s and the 70s. The 90s was 20-some-odd years ago, to put it in perspective. So we have known, and the CDC has known, prior to the assault weapon ban, prior to the Brady campaign, Gary Kleck proved it, and then the CDC corroborated it, and we still got the Brady bill. We still got the Brady law. We still had the assault weapon ban. And in fact, the assault weapon ban, when the assault weapon ban was in effect, all guns were limited to 10-round magazines. That's a fact that most people seem to forget. And anything, you could keep your pre-ban magazines, but before that, a lot of things were changing then, and it was all based upon nothing. It was based upon a lie, and the CDC had some studies out there to prove that we didn't need gun control. In fact, gun control would not help anything, and they buried it, and we got a bunch of gun legislation. Think about that. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.